the wall, clothes, mm-hmm. breeches. Mm-hmm. And sometimes corduroy jacket, mm-hmm. coat. Mm-hmm. Or, if he didn't have that on, he had on a heavier clothes, you know, through the winter. And he would change up in the summer mm-hmm. to lighter material, mm-hmm. and he, that's where it went. Mm-hmm. Whatever suited the man was generally what he wore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If it's overalls, or if it's a shirt and pants, or anything like that.
Yeah, this, you know, I was just talking to him. We were talking about when I was saying what he wore when he did the you know, worked out before.
Yeah.
And that called something to mind. When you work on a farm, a lot of times you had calls for animals.
Oh, yeah.
Was there to get a cow to come in from the pasture, how'd they call in?
You mean cattle?
Mm-hmm. If you were going to get them.
You could go out, and if your cow was in the pasture, your cattle was in the pasture, you can call soon.
Oh.
Soon. Mm-hmm. And they'd come.
Mm-hmm.
If a horse was in the pasture, mm-hmm. and you wanted to call him, you'd say, go.
Oh, I see.
And he knew what you meant.
Yeah.
He'd come to me.
Ah. Was there anything he used to call to make a cow stand still while he was milking?
Well, yes. He'd say, saw, gal.
Yeah, what about, they used to have to move their leg back when you milked them. Did you have any call to say that?
Oh, no, no. Generally, if you had a good cow, mm-hmm. she was in good condition. You mm-hmm. could milk her anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Without feed or with feed.
Mm-hmm.
But if she wasn't well trained,
mm-hmm.
well, you better take a little more care with her. She might kick you over,
mm-hmm.
or keep the bucket out of your hand.
Yeah. What about calling a calf? Did you call a cow the same, a grown-up cow the same
way? Oh, yes. Call a sick cow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she'd come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got down, and I've got two or three cows out there. A lot. They can be out there in the field. I'm going to feed them.
Yeah.
I'll go out there and talk to those cows. Okay. Come on. Uh-huh. Come on.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to feed them.
Yeah.
Follow me right in the ball.
What did you say when you're plowing maybe, you know, a field, you had to make the horses go left or right? I understand there was different things you'd say to make it go left and to go right.
Well, yeah, if you're plowing, mm-hmm. I'd say with a single plow, one horse.
Mm-hmm.
That horse, if you're laying when you're breaking it,
mm-hmm.
if you say how, he'll go to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say G, he goes to the right.
And he moves
it. They learn it. Yeah, they learn it. And then when you say whoa, he'll stop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about when you back him up?
Well, you, as a rule, if he's by one horse, or if there's two,
mm-hmm.
you can back up a team of horses
mm-hmm.
by pulling lines and say, Holland, back up, mm-hmm. back up. If they're well trained, they'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a plow and you want him to back up, you've got to lift that plow up.
I see.
And holler back, uh-huh. and he'll come back.
What if a horse is kind of sluggish or he's stopped, you know, and you want to urge him on?
You say, get up.